This is the Carlton Podcast. Here's your host, Tony Moclair.
Hello and welcome to the Carlton Podcast. It is episode 15. I'm Tony Moclair. Mitch Robbo, where's the number 12? He is the kamikaze kid Robinson.
Yeah.
Brand new apparel. This guy is talking. He's not even been introduced yet.
No, well, come on. He is the third appearance on the podcast. We will reveal who it is in a second.
Yeah,
but firstly, Robbo, how are you?
I'm pretty good, mate. The body's feeling not too bad. Ready to redeem ourselves this week and going forward. At home, Emma's good, the sun's good.
Little chancy boy.
Yeah, the weather's terrible at the moment. Yeah, we've been training in the freezer. We didn't ask you.
Yeah, out of it.
Wait till the introduction.
Exactly.
But yeah, everything's good on my end, mate. Just win-loss ratio is not the best thing going.
Yes, well, we will get to that, Robbo, as often we do. But firstly, guest... He was originally drafted to the AFL by Adelaide of all clubs in the 2008 AFL rookie draft before being delisted after one season.
Delisted.
He returned to Victoria in 2009. He took the hit but got back on the bike. That's what I love. And signed up with Bocca in the VFL, Box Hill.
Ew.
Played at a great oval there near Middleborough Road. While his season was cut short when he broke his leg in 2010, he had already polled enough votes to win the Box Hill BNF.
I was going to say that. Because he's
well, we
he's
are doing the quiz. We are doing the quiz, but it's at the end, not during the intro to our guest. Following his success with Box Hill, he was chosen by the Blues with our first selection in the 2011 AFL rookie draft. I'm so glad we did. He's played 57 games for the Blues. He's kicked 11 goals. Back from injury, he is the great Ed Curno.
Professional surfer. Thanks for having me, Tony. Cheers, Robbo.
It's great to see you up and about. How many weeks were you injured there, Ed?
I think it was about 8 weeks.
At Box Hill or here?
No. Carlton, mate, this year.
Yep.
Yeah, so it was a long 8 weeks, and I'm glad to be back playing with the team now.
Didn't notice you missing. That's what's a bit shocking.
Oh, Mitchell.
Well, you would have noticed it, Ed, because you are an extremely active person on and off the field. You love to ride your bike. You had a leg injury, didn't you? You were hobbling around the club in crutches for a while.
Yes, yeah, look, crutches,
I'll give you a story. There's never been a bloke, this is what the doctor says, there's never been someone who's worn out crutches as quick as he has. He was meant to be off his feet for a couple of weeks. And
I was off my feet, mate. I was on crutches.
He's on one foot then. He's on one foot. He was meant to be resting up and he worn the bottom of his crutches out. And to prove it, I told his stepdad Butters that he'd been sending me some Snapchats of him with hashtag dogparklife.
Yeah, maybe he's up on the Snapchats this year. But,
talk about Snapchats.
No, Snapchat's been banned.
Snapchat's
a ban. It's a ban. Yeah, well, I mean, we've all deleted it now. Yeah,
now, you are something of a Renaissance man. I just want to remind people this is probably your about third appearance on the podcast.
I love the podcast, Tony.
You are, well, it's great to have you here. You are something of a Renaissance man in that you are skilled and capable at many things. You are. An intellect, you're a...
I'll take that, Robbo.
Intellect?
Robbo, give me
yes,
stuff.
I'm about to go through
I was talking to Taylor Walker at Adelaide a couple weeks ago, and he was saying how weirdo this bloke is.
He's only weird because he has an intensely active mind.
Okay, he's very intellectual.
Okay.
Just darts.
Okay, now, listen to this for a CV.
Cigarettes.
A curriculum vitae. He rides everywhere. So, number one, that's great. He cares about physical fitness.
Why did he ride everywhere for, you know?
And the decongestion of our roads.
He's a busy ambassador, that's why. Yeah. Not any other reasons. He's
Two wheels for life, mate.
Currently renovating your house.
Yes.
Are you doing that yourself?
No, I've got a friend of mine called Alex. Capel Builders, actually, to give him a plug on your Alex. Killing it. But he's doing the job.
Sammy Rowe doing any carpentry on it?
Nah, look, I've seen some of Sammy Rowe and Dave Allard's work and I decided not to give him a call.
Okay.
But, nah, sorry boys. They actually are quite good carpenters. So anyone else out there, S&S Constructions,
nah, don't use them,
get on board.
Okay, it's the podcast of plugs today. Also, you're in the middle of an environmental engineering degree, but you've possibly deferred that. Have you deferred?
No, I started again.
Okay, great.
Look, I've realised that...
So hang on, are you telling me you won't play AFL till your mid-60s?
With the way that Mitch Robinson's going about his business at the moment, 31 possessions, 10 clearances on the weekend, I realised I probably might have to look for a job elsewhere at the end of the year. So I've never seen a bloke. I might go back to uni.
I've never seen a bloke and spend get my course 8 weeks done. On the sidelines and come straight back into the team. Unless you relate to the fitness coach. That's all I know. In some manner.
You have friends at the footy club, mate.
And I don't have any of them. In my contract, I wonder.
There could be a romantic connection in there somewhere. We don't need to explore that at the moment. Tell us about an environmental engineering degree. Ed Curnow?
It's been a long journey, this degree. I've probably started when I was 18, when I finished school, and I've had a couple of years out of it. But yeah, I'm getting back involved. I've realised it's something I want to do and something I want to complete.
So now, how long does a course actually go for?
It's a 4-year course. Oh. I've been in it for in and out 6 or 7 years at the moment.
How do you go juggling the two? I mean, you get enough time during the week, do you?
Last year and a half, I haven't been involved, basically because I kind of dropped out as I wasn't able to make classes. But the way the AFL is going now, they've given us heaps more time to attend our university or placements. And a lot of guys are now doing their study or short course, or they're getting a placement at work. So it's a great thing.
It's a great initiative by the AFLPA to get that day off a week for studying, etc. So it's good to see that you're taking the head on. What am I doing?
What do you do with your study day?
On my Facebook, I'm a full-time daddy. Full-time dad.
That's not a job.
Mate.
That's not a job, bitch.
Have you noticed how good I've been playing the last couple of weeks?
Yeah,
because I'm doing all my work in and go home and I'm a full-time dad.
Okay.
Well, I don't get it.
Balanced life.
You need the paid parental eyes, leave mate. Scheme just for you.
This should be next, I swear.
Who did you name your baby after, Mitch? Chance.
You. Because you got he had a chance at AFL and you took it with both hands. And you just keep coming.
I love that.
Take that.
It was. That's pretty fast.
You take your dog everywhere with you, Ed Curnow. Who is your dog?
Dog Park.
My dog is, she's a Kelpie. Her name is Soku. So name cute. After a Japanese leader, but anyway, we won't go into that.
Shogun.
I've sent her home for the week, for a few weeks actually, whilst I'm doing renovations at my house. So
you originally have a few acres back home in Torquay, is that right?
Mum and Dad are down in Balbray, which is on the way to Anglesey, and they're about 20 acres, so loves it.
Any
down
cattle
there.
For Kelpie Soko?
Dad's had we've had a few
sheepdog.
Cattle.
Sheepdog.
We've got some sheepdog there as well. We've got one Kelpie there and Jack Russell and an older dingo Kelpie. So Soku's got a few friends.
More than you then.
Well, so that's the Ed Curnow story. I do want to, before we get on to talking about the GWS game, being delisted by a club early in your career, Ed.
Yes, Tony.
Where does that leave you? You're young, you're a long way from home. Adelaide is a hard city to be in where you don't know a lot of people. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
Well, I think just getting the opportunity to play there was probably looking back was a really, really good experience. It probably helped me the following year to gain a contract with Box Hill.
Yep.
Look, it taught me a few things. The best thing about getting delisted from Adelaide was probably learning to have a life without football. Mm. And so that was probably what I'm most grateful for. And then also grateful again to get another opportunity. And so I don't want to stuff this one up.
Well, incredibly hard worker, so he deserves every year he gets a contract. So,
well, speaking of stuffing up, let's talk GWS. Just to segue again with Adelaide, I heard a part of the Mick Malthouse interview that was on CarltonFC.com.au website where he's talking to the blokes from 5AA, Bones McDermott being one, great friend of Sticks, and he was saying the problem with the playing group at the moment is you guys can get the, I guess, summon yourselves for the big game, like the Collingwood game that's coming up. But for games like Brisbane and GWS, there seems to be a bit of mental walkabout happening. Do you think that's a fair characterisation, Robbo?
I think it seems to happen when our back's against the wall that we can actually we gel better as a team, and we think we kind of stand up as one, and we come out of the game and we give it everything we've got because it feels like we've got nothing to lose type of thing. So it goes both ways. I don't know. Honestly, it felt like the last couple of weeks versus Hawthorn Geelong, we were definitely going the right direction.
Yeah,
we felt like we put a line in the sand and we're going forward and stuff. And it just kind of baffles me sometimes when you come out. Not no disrespect to GWS, but you know, we're hoping to get a win over there and then big game this week. So what do you reckon, Kerner?
Yeah, I agree with you, Mitch. I think it's consistency of effort, which is driving most of the players and coaches nuts, and that's what we've got to improve on. So it is disappointing.
Yeah, we do have to congratulate GWS. They're a young team on the rise. There's a lot of guns in that team. They had, what, 27 first-round draft picks?
That's not bad.
So keep your eye on them. They just might go somewhere. But, again, their rate of effort was there. They were more determined. It seemed, Ed, like they had more to play for, which is...
Yeah, well, that's sad to say because, I mean, you'd hope we'd have just as much, if not more, to play for ourselves. So they played really well on the weekend and they gave more effort than us, and that was what it came down to. And it was, yeah, disappointing. It's been a tough week and... We're looking forward to Collingwood now, which is probably a great game to sink our teeth into and look for a rebound.
I will get into that in a sec, but Robert, what was the flight back from Brisbane like, or from Queensland?
Brisbane, out of Queensland or Sydney?
Oh, sorry, Sydney. I had a blank there. Nah. From Sydney.
Nah,
we're in Melbourne at the moment as well.
We're in Melbourne, yeah. So we're cold. Yeah, the flight, obviously, you know, we just suffered a kind of a big loss, so... You know, we had a bit of a talk after the game. We kind of, you know, dissected a few areas where we thought, you know, we can base our pride on, I guess, where we let ourselves down. So, I don't know. The boys kind of stuck together and, you know, chilled out in the Virgin Lounge and kind of hung around for a little bit, then caught a flight back. But, you know, obviously the move was a bit down and stuff, but we've made a focus that we're up and about. It's not the end of the season fully yet. So, you know, we still got a chance, but we just got to... Coming this week, and hopefully all our stuff will, you know, come together, and we'll get a big victory on Sunday.
Robbo had about 10 toasties in the Virgin Lounge.
Well, he certainly earned them. You burn a few calories getting 31 touches.
I had
Maccas
down in the commentary. Yeah, mate. I'm not going to lie. It's my cheat night. Everyone knows that.
Well, I think you'd earned it, Robbo. Tell us about your game, 31 touches, and do you expect as a result close attention this week against Collingwood?
Not at all.
Because you've got to back up your effort over Goldsack and take another screamer.
Yes, there we go. But no,
we've heard a lot about this 31 touches.
We haven't heard a lot about it at all.
Well, we haven't heard it on the podcast, Bravo. Go, the floor is yours.
Yeah, let me get my notes out. Okay, I got my pages ready. It was good to get in the midfield. I haven't been there for pretty much the whole year. So I talked to Dean Ladley and said, I think, you know, I've got a chance to get in there and clear the ball for us, get the ball going forward, and hopefully provide some scoring options up forward. And it was just good to get in there and feel the wrath of Rob Warnock again, because he's putting him down my throat. So there's more credit to him than me.
So you stood in for Mark Murphy, did you? Was that
pretty much
plan?
Yeah. Mark, he obviously flew up, and just before the game, he had a bit of a tight hammy. So we thought, you know, let's not ruin a, you know, by 4 week injury by trying to play through it. So we've seen that happen a couple of times, especially with Juddy and a couple of younger blokes early in the VFL. So yeah, we didn't want to risk it, and you know he'll be up and about this week and ready to come out as a skipper would, and wanted to show the world that, you know, we're not out of the race.
How are you feeling, Ed? How's the body holding up to the rigors of AFL after your 8 week layoff, where you got to do more renovations and ride around the bike, or you know, hang out with your dog and study philosophy and all that sort of stuff?
No, look, I feel good. I'm just very happy to be back, part of the team, and I'm looking forward to this week. I think, you know, got a real chance against Collingwood this weekend if we can bring that effort that we didn't bring on the weekend. So it'd be a really good chance for our group to rebound and show a bit of substance. Word of the day?
It is the word of the day. As somebody pointed out to me, we haven't beaten Collingwood under Mick yet.
And I know for sure that'd be... peeing him off. See how I didn't say the other one. I said pee.
Good radio.
Nice. Radio edits.
Yeah, there's a bit of substance to that self-editing.
So, obviously, that'd be, that's not the top of the list, but obviously, a couple of years ago, we beat all, like, Essendon, Richmond, and Collingwood in our 2012 season.
We had the wood on them for a while, no pun intended, but we did. It was great.
Oh,
great
Collingwood. That's a great
substance.
It
was, yeah. Thank you, Ed. I'll take that compliment. In the spirit in which it was intended.
Cameron Wood.
How are we going to beat them? Our back line has been leaky.
Yeah, well, the back line hasn't been helped from probably the midfield. Robbo would agree with that. And I think if in the middle we can win that battle, because Collingwood's midfield are elite.
Yeah.
So we'll aim to lock down a couple of their key movers and then win enough ball ourselves. And I think if we can lock it down in our forward line, then we'll be a bigger chance. I think on the weekend, the ball was too quick to come out of our forward end. So this week, we'll be focusing on keeping it down there and getting a few scores.
And you got a game under your belt now. So do you see yourself playing that on-ball tagging role this week? We haven't had our official meeting, which we will on Friday.
No. So we'll just wait and see what the coaching group says, I think. Mitch, and then we'll go from there. But I can imagine we'll have a couple of players and, myself against Collingwood. We haven't played them this year, have we? Collingwood?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't play.
No, you didn't play. No. Robbo, as we know, took one of the marks of the year.
On Goldie.
And then, and then drilled it. Yeah, then snagged it.
We actually watched highlights of that this morning in the meeting.
Did we? Yeah, we did.
Oh,
first
you.
Goal of the game, wasn't
did
it?
Did we? Of me? A little of me?
It feels like this is a massive...
In front of 80,000 people taking a rip and grab.
I feel like I'm getting teasy.
Oh, what? Yeah. Now, Cloak, what will be done about him? Ooh. 11 goals in the last two games.
He's been on fire the last couple of weeks. I think he's seen his contested marking come back into his game, which has been missing for most of the year. And when he's up and about, he's a deadly forward. So no doubt we'll be sitting, probably one of our tools in front of him, or playing Jamo, Rowie, Whitey, or whoever on him, and playing close
attention.
It'll
be a group effort, won't it, Robbo?
I think it'll be a back six effort.
Mm.
But as Kuno said, it helps that when the midfielders are putting on pressure and making the ball not come in as good as they can use it.
And will Levi be the big target up forward? Is that what sort of...
Yeah, look, I hope so. I think with Levi, we'd just love him to get up there and be our big marking kind of presence. And if not, bring it to the ground and allow our little forwards to make a contest and keep in the forward line and best case, kick a goal. So I think Levi will still be up forward.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not the coach, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's obviously pressure on for this game, the redemption from last week. There's also a very big crowd that these games always
Peter Mack Cup.
Yeah, yep. That's a very important
very good
thing.
Cause.
It aids cancer research.
The longest ever charity match in the VFL AFL history.
Says Ed Curnow, completely off the top of his head. This man comes to the podcast prepared. He spends 3 days studying. Even he's living
he
in a home
time.
That's not a home, it's a shell.
They call
he's
me
renovating.
If he puts Edward's
the sounds of
Curnow.
Hammers and drills and tradies making obscene phone calls. He's there studying for the podcast. That's why he is a renaissance
man. It's my
man,
devotion to the football
Mate,
club.
If you put as much time into the podcast as he did to your schoolwork, you'd be flying through that, what's it, biology,
it
chemistry or
years.
Something?
Environmental engineering.
But anyway, the Peter Mack Cup.
Tell us more about it, Ed Curnow.
Well, I suppose, this cup's been running. It's one of the longest charity matches in the VFL history. And
nailed it.
Its inception was 22 years ago, off the top of the head. It's raised more than... No, very serious matter. It's raised more than $1 million for cancer research and care at the Peter Mack's Cancer Centre in Melbourne. So look.
Well, yeah. And it will be, of course, the first Peter McCallum Cup for the brand new official president of the Carlton Football Club, Mark Lejeudichet.
Yes. Have you met him, Kenna?
Just don't ask me to name the South Korean car sponsor of the great Carlton Football Club. Over to you, Robbo.
Hyundai.
Thank you.
Hyundai or Hyundai?
Hyundai.
There we go. So at Carlton's board meeting on Monday night, Mark officially took over from the retiring Stephen Kernahan as the next president of the Carlton Football Club. He's been a lifelong Carlton member. He's the managing director of Crawford's Group, a family-owned investment and development company. Involved in commercial, industrial and retail property. And further to his property interest, guys, he is a director of Premier Fruits Group, a national farming, marketing and logistics company.
Mark Lejeudichet, come on down.
Well, hopefully we'll get him in on the podcast. We'll certainly try.
Might get some free fruit from this
bloke. That's kind of what I'm aiming for.
Could do with some Mitch.
Yeah. Now, just in that, we are currently searching still for a CEO.
Can I? You know anyone?
Well, I'm not available, mate. I'm playing this week.
I want Carlton to be the first club with a playing CEO. Come on, Ed. Come on, Robbo.
Once he gets his environmental
scholarship
down.
You can't do it, can you, Robbo, because you're a full-time dad.
I'm chock-a-blocks, mate. I'm busy.
Full-time with Chance.
Busy as, mate.
Jeez, you're going to be really busy when you've got two kids, too.
I want five, so we'll see how we go.
Oh, we certainly hope so. You've got to milk that baby benefit for all it's worth, right?
You know it.
Yeah. Now, in happy news for the club this week, Bryce Gibbs has re-signed.
Gibber,
since it just seems to me, Robbo, this is my impression, that since all the, let's say, turbulence about whether or not he was going to re-sign has been settled, his playing has been much better. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty one of his better years, I think, in stats wise, but also just the influence he's had on the group. He's back in the leadership group and he feels more comfortable putting himself out there, and shows on the field too with leadership qualities. So, it's a massive, massive plus and achievement. Good work to him. 5 years, it's amazing. I couldn't even get a year out of this club. So, if I had half his qualities, I'd be flying. But no, he's done really well. 165 games. I think he's only missed five games in how long he's been here. So. credit to himself. He works extremely hard, very professional, and
he will be a one club player, which is very exciting.
Oh, you never know.
Really?
Well, you know.
Do you know something we don't? He signed for, what, 4 years?
He'll be 30, so he might do like the 1 or 2 years at another club and make a few more $100,000 or something like that. So.
He might be like a Craig Bradley, do you reckon? I think he's late 40s.
I think he bleeds blue. Yeah. I think he bleeds blue.
He'll be here for the rest of his life. He loves it here.
I think he's playing at the moment.
Especially Hollywood Boulevard, 1-6. Sign him up.
Yeah. So it's great. And it's great news for fans of the number 4 jumper, of course. He has well and truly earned that. He's another champion, the likes of Luke Livingston.
Yes.
Who also brought great glory to that jumper. And I can't think of anybody else who wore that particular number who's ever done anything for Carlton.
Oh, I could probably name a couple.
Tongue in cheek before you start issuing death threats. Also, Troy Menzel, tell us about his mark in the last quarter of the GWS game. That we seem to be a bit on fire this year with the marks.
Troy was doing the right thing and getting down back to help out, and he just plucked it on the centre-half back line.
Menzel getting out of the forward line. It was a great mark. I was on the bench, I'm pretty sure. I saw it, and he kind of went back with courage and just stuck with one hand. It looked kind of...
Must have had the grippo on the fingers, I reckon.
Must have had it. Or something.
Really stayed there.
Quiz time!
Okay, are we ready?
Question me.
All right.
About what?
Quiz. Quizziness.
Okay, well, as you would know, being on your third visit to the Carlton podcast, Ed Curno.
Yes.
Lots of time on the surfboard for you to think and mull over your teammates. Mm. How often do you get to surf? Is it once a week or...?
Once a week, twice if we're lucky.
Yeah.
And then there's a few of us get down. Robbo never comes for a surf.
I don't get invited to go anywhere outside the club.
Not even with 31 touches
whatever.
In a game.
No. Yeah. People despise me because they're like, how's he going to touch in there?
Who are the cool guys in the club who go surfing? Can you just let us into
The cool guys.
They're not cool at all, let's put it that way. Probably
Tom Bell.
Yeah.
He's probably got Jared Waite.
He's a stinker.
Bryce the re-signer Gibbs. He gets down every now and then.
Terrible. Cool head.
Dill Buckley fancies himself on a board.
He's jumping on everything. He's a fisherman. Son of Jim.
Hendo gives it a go.
Yeah.
When he's okay.
He's another bloke. Motorbike rider.
Who else are we talking about? Oh, Dale Thomas, the new recruit.
Okay.
He's actually not too bad. He's not too bad, is he?
Big Dale.
And you're missing one bloke. You're missing one more. Does a big white man get down there?
Oh, a big white, he gets on the boogie board.
It's a professional at everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't he?
Who would a shark most regret attacking out of that group?
Probably Kerno because he stinks. Can you smell him? I can smell him now.
Yeah, I'm probably more of the bonier ones out of the group as well.
Yeah.
You're at least 2% body fat. You're lying. Come on, mate.
I don't know.
10 pack.
Who else?
I reckon it'd be Jared Waite, surely.
No, he'd perfect to eat.
No. Yes, Jared, he would. Jared Waite would punch the shark.
Would he?
Of course he would.
No, mate.
And probably get 2 weeks for it, knowing his life.
It could be a big enough meal for the shark.
The shark would get too full too early.
Now, can you fill us in on this? Is it a wives' tale? We don't wee when we
No, you
surf
don't bleed.
Because, no, you don't bleed. Because sharks think that it's a seal. It's like, it's
we don't worry about sharks
like
in Victoria, Tony. It's very rarely... Shark sightings.
Just only those 10 times. It's just like 10 times that happens.
There's nothing good than a good urinate in the wetsuit.
Okay.
It's probably one of the best feelings.
One of the better feelings.
I used to be a pretty good boogie boarder back in my day. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mate.
That comes out now, Robert.
Taz has got the best ways in the country, none of them in the world.
Now, Ed, this is the quiz called Do You Know Your Teammates, Mitch Robertson and Ed Curno?
Oh.
So what I'm going to do is list off three, like a series of clues. There's 7 in all. And the first person who recognises the teammate has to buzz in with the name. Yep, okay, are you ready? Yep. Robbo,
yes, I'm
you are
ready.
On fire in the field, not so much in this
I'm
competition.
Ready.
So this is about respect and redemption for you, Mitch Robinson.
If I win.
And to be able to look son Chansey in the eye and say, Daddy did the family name proud today. With me? All right.
Got you, man. I'm ready.
And that's what's on the line here. Clue number one. I made my debut for the Blues during a round 3 clash against Essendon in 2010.
Buzz. Tui? Zach Tui?
No.
Oh,
Robbo leads the field open. Here's the second clue. I'm currently 10 games shy of playing my 50th game for Carlton. All right. Before being recruited by the Blues, I played 12 senior games in the Waffle and also represented the state of WA in the under-18 national championship.
Buzz Kane Lucas. Buzz David Allard.
What's your answer?
David Allen.
No, no, Kate Lucas!
It is Kate Lucas!
Yeah! Yes! Yes! Yes!
No! Dave Allen? I had Kane Lucas from the get-go.
Oh, Gordon Get-Go.
Yeah. So I guess I can say I won that one.
Buzz
Kane Lucas. Buzz Kane
Lucas. Broke you quite a streak there, Robbo. Well done.
Well, I had it, but he's buzzing all over the place. You don't say buzz, you just say the answer.
I tell you, the sooner that game ends up on TV with a nightly audience of 1 million, the better.
I suspect that we should get a camera put up in here, like a little GoPro.
Yeah, it was
witness
Kane
how much
Lucas,
fun we're having.
Whose dad played 19 games for the Sydney Swans between 82 and 84. Really? In his junior years, he played at Trinity College WA, and most of his junior football club was played for the Melville Hawks.
Trinity College.
To most people, he's commonly referred to by his nickname as Sugar.
Sugar Kane.
There you go.
Kane Sugar Lucas.
Your nickname Braille around the sugar. Club, Ed?
Ed,
do you get
Cheryl? Nah, mate, I don't have a nickname.
Yes, you do.
What is it?
Kern now.
Oh, yeah. Kern later.
Kern now, Kern later.
That works. Ed Kerno, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
Always lovely to have you.
And
good
Michelle
luck.
Michelle Robinson, thank you.
It's great, it's great to have a relation of the Kane Corns brothers, or the Corns brothers, in the room with me. I just love it. He's related to him, by the way.
Are you really?
No, I'm not. That's another...
Oh, okay. That's another slur against what?
Another
what?
Silly stat from Mitchell in the corner.
That was from AFL Record, actually.
I can go down to this another silly stat.
The same last names came from the same country of origin when they were back in the olden days.
Yeah.
So they're related.
Okay.
Thanks for coming down, Kerno. Anyway. We appreciate it, mate. Thanks
Thank
Robert.
You,
thanks
Ed.
For having
Good
us.
Luck with the renovation and the degree and the dog. And most importantly, against Collingwood. We look forward
to Bangers.
A full-throated four-quarter effort and victory in the Peter McCallum Cup. Same to you, Robbo. Good luck next week. And we will catch you next week. I've been Tony Moclair on the Carlton Podcast.
Yep.